up on episode 113 of TritonCast, you'll meet new men's basketball head coach Clint Allard. While he's new to this role, Clint's no stranger to UC San Diego. He played here and has been on staff for 13 seasons. Clint will tell us why this is a dream role for him, what kind of continuity we can expect under his leadership, and what might be different come fall. All that and more when we chat with Clint Allard in this week's Triton Spotlight. Of course, y'all know what a season it was with both the men's and women's basketball teams winning Big West championships in their first year with postseason eligibility, making UC San Diego the first Division I school to have both its men's and women's teams make the D1 NCAA tournament in their first season of being eligible. Hello and welcome to episode 113 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. I'm Jeff Turiel. Whether you found us on UCSDTritons.com or on your favorite podcast platform, thank you for joining us this week. Before we get to this week's Triton Spotlight, let's go around campus. Head over to UCSDTritons.com for a terrific feature on women's water polo assistant coach and former TritonCast guest Sarah Lazat, who volunteered to coach at a week-long clinic in Zimbabwe. Staying at the pool, former Triton men's and women's water polo coach Denny Harper will be inducted into the USA Water Polo Hall of Fame in June. Earlier this month, men's basketball senior Tyler McGuy won the E-Trade three-point championship at the Final Four in San Antonio, and that was the night before his classmate Aniwa Tate Jones competed in the Reese's NABC Division I All-Star Game. Congrats to men's golf. The Tritons won the 17-team El Macero Classic, UC San Diego's first Division I tournament win. 13 fencers were named All-West Region, with 14 earning All-MPSF recognition. And this week's University Credit Union Athletes of the Week are Elise Nishimura from softball and Nathan Tseng from men's golf. Congrats to those two. Well, now it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Our conversation is with new men's basketball head coach Clint Allard. As you know, the 2024-25 season was a magical one, with the Tritons winning 30 games, a Big West regular season title, and a Big West tournament championship, all in the program's first season with Division I postseason eligibility. Clint served as the associate head coach during that run and led UC San Diego's vaunted defense, lauded as one of the nation's best. The 2008 Triton grad tells us what these first few weeks have been like for him and what style of play we can expect to see from the Tritons next season. ESPN's Steve Quiss and Clint chatted last week, and here's that conversation.
So if you could, take me through the process of when Eric got the job and then you quickly got the job. I mean, that was seemed like in 24 hours, everything was completely taken care of and settled and ready to move forward.
Oh, yeah. I was really grateful how ready our administration was to continue to move forward and name me the next head coach. So Eric called me that morning and was like, "You ready for your life to get a little crazy?" And told me the information that he had accepted the job at New Mexico. So it was only about, I don't know, less than an hour later, I believe, that Earl called me and asked if I'd be willing to accept the kind of next head coach at UC San Diego, which has obviously been a dream of mine. And I jumped at the opportunity and was really excited. And within a couple hours, it was announced and we were off and running from there.
Did you think when it was over? I mean, most of us thought, OK, Eric, we'll wind up moving on after all the accomplishments. But then after a while was, you know, you didn't really hear much and jobs were dwindling and stuff. Did you think that I was going to get this job if he wound up moving on, or did you think maybe I would have to go with him?
I had pretty good hope that that they'd kind of had some of the conversations and that they were prepared for that eventuality, that I would be the one. But until I get that phone call from Earl, I was unsure, that's for sure. So I knew I wanted to prepare myself and be ready in that case, and was lucky enough that that's what they decided.
So you've been doing this a long time. You've been the associate head coach for quite a while. So this should be a smooth transition, but the crazy might have been a smooth transition 10 years ago, but now the craziness of the portal and all that. What is Clint Allard's brand of basketball going to be? Will we see a big change? Because as the associate head coach, you had a lot to do, especially with, you know, with the defense that we saw every night, which was one of the best ones in the country last year.
Yeah, I think every team is different. And so the identity of our program isn't going to change. The identity of who we are, of getting people that fit UC San Diego, that's going to stay the same. And that's, to me, we lean into high IQ basketball players. We lean into skill level. You know, obviously, we gravitate towards front court guys that like to stretch the floor and everything like that. There's certain things that will continue to be a staple of what we're looking for and has kind of been the recipe for what we figured to success in the Big West looks like. But every team is different. And I think the biggest thing is getting our guys here in the summer, watching them play, and then coming up with a plan that's going to maximize their success, right? I think that's what we do with every team. If you watch this year's team and you watch our team from 3 years ago, it looked very different. There would be some structure and some of the things that our identity has, but the way we played, the style we played was very different based on, you know, what we thought our strengths of our group was, based on what we thought teams would try to take away, right? You know, you knew into the season, time a guy's going to get face guarded a lot. We better have an answer for that. Knee was going to get a big gap on him from some teams. What's going to be our answer for that, right? And we had a plan for those things going into the season. And that's part of coaching. That's my goal, right, is maximize what we have. And so it's going to look different because the pieces will be different, but the identity is going to be very similar because I think the recipe of what works at UC San Diego is an advantage I have coming into this position.
Yeah, good word to use, recipe, because a lot of people don't know how the sausage is made. And when I come to a shoot around before we're going to broadcast, I see you running things. I see Steve running things. As you know, usually the first conversation you and I have before every home game is like, who did the scout today? Yeah. And you're like, yeah, it's either you or it seemed like it was either you or Steve, and you would rotate and you play two games a week. So I don't think a lot of this is going to change for the folks, but just maybe who's barking in the plays at the top and the frontal face guy is what changes the most.
Yeah, we had me, Steve, and Sam were kind of in charge of the defensive side of the ball, and Tank and Mikey in the offensive side. So every time we had a scout, like the defensive side, it probably gets a little more of the focus about what's the offense going to do, and the part that you saw about kind of walking through the other team's plays and things that we're trying to take away. That would be a lot of our focus of that. The offensive side has a game plan of it too. And I think that's a system that we went to a couple of years ago as far as kind of delegating those responsibilities throughout the staff. And something I really enjoy and I think I wouldn't want to take with me as I build this next staff, and is something I'm thinking about as I'm putting guys in that position of what their strengths are, but really like wanting to have ownership of the things you talked about, right? Like you said, I was really involved in that, and that made me really invested in the success and failure of it, right? I felt terrible if whatever I was saying didn't work, and I was proud when it did, you know. And I think that's what I want. I want people to feel that.
So you played for 4 years. If people don't know, top 15 in scoring, top 5 in assist. You know, Mikey finally got past you there at the end. In your wildest dreams, did you ever think that? And it wasn't too long ago, right? You got your degree in 2008. So we're talking 17 years ago. Did you ever think, oh my gosh, this program's going to be in Division I, coming off our first NCAA appearance, and I'm going to be the head coach of this thing?
So no, but I also, the one thing when I was even a student here, right, was I thought the potential of this place was huge. Like I just thought like what it could be, what it deserves was really big, right? Like it's such an impressive institution. And I thought that the athletics department becoming a little more nationally recognized, and that's what happened with the Division I move, was going to be a big part in the recognition that the school itself deserved, right? I mean, whether we want to say it or not, like people recognizing kind of sports on like a national scale gives a little more brand recognition to institutions. And so that's, I know, was always the vision of Chancellor Kosla and Earl Edwards in this Division I transition, moving from, you know, is about national brand recognition and everything like that. And I think to see that pay off in this last couple of years has been really cool. And So that's, I didn't exactly see all of this coming, but I did see that like this had a place with a lot of upward trajectory and a lot of growth, and it still does. It still can continue to move upward. And I think, you know, yeah, I don't know how quickly I was picturing myself being the one running this program, but I was definitely picturing that this place itself was going to continue to be in a better place as far as athletic department.
Yeah. Well, you got the, it seems like you have the media thing down, so this is good. I want to ask you about, you're working on it. You're coming back from the Final Four. You know, I know you were down there and there was like a future coaches thing that I know Steve Aldridge took part in, who's remaining on the staff. I know you had told me prior that there were other things to do. I would imagine the phone must be ringing and you're just, I mean, you're like probably like a stock market guy right now, right? Buy here, buy there. You've got to find a staff. What do you find for staff, players? What kind of week was that at the Final Four?
It's been really, really busy. It's also very flattering. You know, there's a lot of people that are reaching out just to kind of say congratulations. And I think my story resonates with a lot of people where maybe I'm not a really recognized, famous coach or anything like that to step into a position. But I was on a staff that had a lot of success and got rewarded with the position when it became available. And I know there's a ton of people in my position that like that would resonate with and like, really, like are happy that that's kind of the path it took and I got paid off. I know that there's not that many of these opportunities that do come about, and I'm very, very fortunate to have one. And then, yeah, so part of what I've been doing here recently is building a staff in particular. I feel really good about what we're going to be able to put together. Same thing, like making sure that they have the same vision and alignment of what we're trying to do. So I met with a lot of people out in San Antonio about that, and continuing to recruit and find pieces there. So it's been pretty nonstop, but it's also like the fun part, right? It's also, you know, I'm in this position to make a lot of the decisions now, and I'm ready for it. And I know it's going to pay off.
Must be good too. You got a lot of infrastructure, you know, we go back to that smooth transition thing. I think of like, you're one of the first ones in the conference to get a general manager, right? And yes. Bill knows what's going on, right? And Bill stays. I mean, how much can Bill help you in that position, help you just like, you know, finding a roster? And by the way, this seems like it's going to happen every single year, that we'll be doing this a year from now and be like, okay, where do we go in the portal? And I've seen some teams that have zero people on their roster, so you know, and no recruits, right? So you're in a better place than a lot of people, to be honest with you.
Yeah, this isn't a position definitely we want to be in every year, but yeah, this is not a unique position in college basketball, like you mentioned. Bill Carr has been an incredible resource for me as far as a sounding board for any of the decisions I'm making. And also just his experience being a head coach for a lot of years and having familiarity with UCSD. He's been really really instrumental for me.
Yeah, good little consigliere to have there exactly on the staff. Your former boss, will you talk to? I don't know how this goes. Again, the sausage is made. You guys were tight. You were close. Yes. You know, have each other on speed dial. Is that something that happens? Is it appropriate to do it? Will you reach out to Eric? Will Eric reach out to you at times? How do you?
We've had a couple of really good conversations, and I know right now, you know, we're talking to some of the same people and everything like that. That's probably a short-term thing, and that's okay. Yeah. We're going to be rooting really hard for him and for his success and all those guys over there that we care about a lot. And I know he feels the same way. But it's also, I think our step in our relationship has actually kind of made is a little different now, and it's kind of cool. I know he mentioned getting off our last call. He's like, I like this, like head coach to head coach kind of talking and some of the things that we're going to be able to discuss that like maybe I didn't have that perspective of before. So I think, you know, like you said, we've known each other a long time. There's a lot of trust. We're great friends. And now we're going to be able to connect on a little bit different topics sometimes.
Yeah, I know he was real. He was very happy and excited for it. And we had exchanged a couple text messages where he's like, I can't wait to, you know, watch you and coach do the games and see how everybody's going. And then family affair, if you could just talk a little bit about that. And both you and Sarah were Division I athletes at UC San Diego. Yeah. Correct.
Division two at the time, but yeah,
Division two. Yeah. Both athletes.
That's right. We were. Yeah. So, well, Sarah has as much investment in this place as anybody. She's an incredible administrator here in our department, and really just like whatever she can do for the success of the athletic department, she does. I know a lot of people call on her and count on her, so she's been really helpful in all of our success. The fact that it is kind of a family thing for us, of our pride, and you know, we met here, and is really special. It's something that is a unique story. I don't think we thought when we were dating in college or anything like that, that we'd kind of be in the position we're at now. But I do want this to feel like a family program as well. So I like having my wife and kids and around. And I know my son Reed has been at some of the practices and shoot arounds and traveled with us a little bit. And, I think our guys seeing, you know, us as a coaching staff, I want to encourage that for all of us, because seeing us as outside of just basketball and seeing us, you know, as hopefully good dads and everything like that is important. And it's really cool to have kind of the family dynamic and the professional dynamic kind of overlap in our family. It takes a lot of our attention, but it's a good thing. It's something we're passionate about.
And a final question kind of about recruiting, and maybe more so general in the way college basketball's changed. It seems to me, and I do a lot of these state championship games, there's a lot of high school guys that somewhat get passed over now because everybody's picking and choosing and shopping in the portal. Does that work at all to your advantage now here, that maybe you'll go a little more high schools? I know Section 7 comes up over the summer, and can you get more gems at this point just because of the situation you're in, do you think? And will you go that route?
I do. Yeah, we'll continue to look at the high school players, and we're talking to a few of those. And I do think there's some good talent there. I think, like you're saying, like kind of everybody throws out the term like kind of transfer portal, like it's uniform, but there's a lot of variance within that too, right? So we're recruiting recruiting transfer guys that have just redshirted and still have 4 years, right? They're kind of essentially transfers. Then we have guys that are graduates that only have 1 year, you know? So there's a wide range of experience levels in some of those guys. And I think we're trying to be mindful of that as we're roster building as well.
Awesome. Appreciate the time, man. Best of luck to you. It's going to be awesome. Appreciate
it. Thank you. This is a lot of fun.
Well, congrats to Clint, the 13th head men's basketball coach in Triton's history. If you're listening to this podcast on Wednesday, we'll formally introduce Clint to the UC San Diego community later this afternoon with an event on campus. We'll have photos and videos from that event coming to ucsdtritons.com. And later this afternoon, log on to the website for a terrific in-depth conversation with Clint and some of his former teammates and coaches. You don't want to miss that. Be sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcasting platform so you don't miss a moment of TritonCast. New episodes of the show premiere on Wednesdays. Well, thanks for listening this week, and don't forget, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast platforms by searching TritonCast wherever you get your pods. And a reminder, you can listen to any one of our 113 episodes anytime on demand. Just visit ucsdtritons.com/podcasts. For more on TritonCast, follow us on X at TritonCast. And if you have a suggestion for a future guest, send us a tweet or email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter @TritonCast.